Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 22, 2024. There are many paths to the Creator. Question: will a person who does not study Kabbalah be able to learn about the force of bestowal? Can people intuitively take this path? Answer: they can. It is said, there are many paths to the Creator. Based on the root of one's soul and desires, each person follows their path, but the general principle is still the same for everyone. Question: is Kabbalah the most painful path? Answer: Kabbalah is the only way because we attract the upper light that corrects us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 9, 2024. Writings of Rabash: The Need for an Act from Below. Shehinah, the connection between us. The Shehinah is the receiving Kelim, which a person transforms into bestowing Kelim. In the work of the Ten, this is what you can put you as mutual bestowal, wanting to be together in a single feeling, in a single aspiration. Think about it more and more, and you will see that this state becomes more tangible and concrete, and then, so to speak, you will be able to manage it. The Shehinah is what binds you together, which you all belong to. There is you, there is the Ten, and something that connects you. Let's say this is the Shehinah. And the unity of the Creator and the Shehinah means that you want to give to the Creator the way He wants to give us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 4, 2024. Writings of Rabash: The Creator and Israel went into exile. Questions about spiritual work, 108. Question: how can you help a friend prevent himself from leaving the spiritual work? Answer: get closer to him, talk and consult with him, and involve him more and more in spiritual work. Question: what is a mitzvah? Commandment induces a mitzvah. Answer: when a person strives to fulfill something of the Creator's desires, it is called a commandment. And if he realizes it, he gets involved in it and fulfills the next commandment, and then the next, and so on. Question: what can one do when feeling that no matter what you do and how hard you try, it is still not enough? Is this a manifestation of egoism? Answer: yes, this is a manifestation of egoism. On the other hand, this is good because you need to strengthen your drawing closer to the Creator. Question: it says that faith at the previous degree is checked by falling. What kind of test is this? Answer: a test is when you receive a feeling of how disconnected you are from the Creator. Question: how are Kelim of bestowal given? Is it to each according to the actions or the whole group? Answer: everyone is given what they must go through now. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 3, 2024. Writings of Rabash: The Meaning of Exile. Work in a family. Comment: a family nucleus has an interesting structure. People meet, get to know one another, sense one another in some way, and suddenly, you come to the point when you see yourself completely differently through your partner. Precisely in this nucleus, you cannot escape anywhere and cannot hide anything. It is like work with myself. Answer: absolutely, you have to work against yourself. Spouses in a family are like a mirror for one another. Your wife reflects your essence to you. Therefore, you have to take into account what she says. Question: sometimes when I yield to my spouse, I feel like a man. However, sometimes the opposite happens. It is like I lose my dignity and self-respect. Is this still correct or is there something wrong here? Answer: you need to concede almost always. But at the same time, you have to watch so it does not lead to excess. From CAB TV's Man and Woman, March 19, 2024. The Secret of Our Relationship. Question: according to Kabbalah, all structures are built according to the four stages of the development of desire. Does this apply even to works of fiction and movie scripts? Answer: if we want to fill a desire, we must treat it the way the light that created it treats it, according to the same four stages of development. Any literary work develops in four stages. I am sure that all playwrights, writers, and even journalists who seek to attract the reader's attention, understand that their work must be built on four stages, including the climax and the ending. Otherwise, if it does not correspond to the structure of our desire, then a person simply will not understand what they want to sell to him, what they want to fill him with. Therefore, all writers should create in the same way as the creator, according to the four stages of direct light. There is such a formula when pleasure, in order to create a desire for itself that would feel it precisely as pleasure, must contact this desire for four consecutive and opposite stages, when intention and desire, pleasure and hunger, play with each other until they become completely opposite and at the same time can be together. People instinctively understood that it should be built in this way, because they themselves consist of four stages of the development of desire. Psychologists subconsciously felt this when they saw such states in human relationships. Let's say I'm with a child when I am teaching him something, and see how I play with him and beat him so that he has a desire to be for or against so he will understand his mistake. He must identify all the erroneous states and only then agree with me. In principle, this is a natural thing that does not relate to Kabbalah at all. Question: how can a Kabbalistic touch be added inside any work of art? Answer: this is a completely different action when Malkut becomes Keter, and the Keter of direct light becomes Malkut. That is how the reverse light works. That is, the giver and the recipient switch roles when the recipient initially turns around in such a way that proves to the giver how by receiving from him, he actually gives to him. This is the whole trick between us and the Creator. In other words, the recipient, the object, the goal wants to compensate themselves in some way in relation to their Creator. This exists even in human relationships. Only everything depends on what kind of relationship there is between them, and then receiving and giving are purely conditional. For example, between a mother and a child, between friends, between spouses, between any events in the world, the main thing is that behind them there are feeling, understanding people who are in some kind of state of connection with each other. Another example is that they bring me a lot of gifts and sometimes fill me up with all sorts of nonsense. And I have to accept all this and thank them because the giver feels that he is giving. He is pleased with this, because in fact he receives. Therefore, I act out how much I need it, how pleasant it is, and so on. That is, I increase the action itself many, many times. A gift can cost a few shekels, but I make it feel like it is worth millions and that it is exactly what I wanted. We see that neither the amount nor anything else matters here, but only the relationship between people, when the giver feels fulfilled, receives, and enjoys it. This exists around us at every moment, only it is a very small fraction of receiving and giving. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Mystery of Art, January 16, 2012. Concessions are the most important thing in the family. Yielding is not regarded as love in wholeness, for the one who yields always waits for when he will regain the power of control. Rabash, Article 240, Discernment in States. Question: on one hand I yield more to my husband. On the other hand, thoughts come to me that there will come a time when I can retaliate for giving in and I will begin to dominate. How can I reach a state where I do not wait for the moment when I have the power to dominate? Answer: the power to dominate can manifest in opposite actions for both parties. Therefore, there is no need to strive to mirror each other in the sense of as much as you are, so am I. And be sure to put them in the same form in a common box. The most important thing is always to yield. Who yields to whom is irrelevant. For example, if a wife takes a step toward her husband, he will feel ashamed of himself. or conversely, he will feel proud that she treats him this way. The main thing is to respect each other and strive to always leave a pleasant impression on each other. Question: what if I feel like I am disrespecting my husband? Answer: then you should replace it with love, as it is said, love covers all crimes. You must show love, otherwise nothing will work out. Is it difficult? In my opinion, it is the easiest thing to do. Comment: sometimes it is difficult. I understand that I offend and humiliate my husband and treat him improperly, but I cannot stop. My response: then kiss him. In such cases, it helps best. Question: will that stop me? Answer: absolutely. Kiss each other more and calm each other down. Get closer to each other. From CapTV's Man and Woman, March 19, 2024. Walk in the middle. Currently, we are in a state where we need to think about what forces our development is based on and whether we can replace bad, painful forces with those that are better and more comfortable so we can quickly come to our correction. Comment: the fact is that when you get hit, you become softer, and you try to do good things in life. But as soon as these sufferings subside, you forget about everything. Therefore, we can conclude that there should still be two paths together, the path of Torah and the path of suffering. My response: yes, only the path of the Torah is impossible. We are such selfish creatures that we still need to get hit on the head. Question: but is it impossible also only to receive? Answer: yes, you will not educate a person in this way. Therefore, we need to learn how to walk in the middle. From CapTV's Spiritual States, March 14, 2024.